Hour 5 of the Nation. We got Rangers baseball coming up here at 6:30. Congratulations to Rowdy Tellez there on the A.J. Przinski podcast. I keep forgetting what it's called, but there's a podcast with A.J. Przinski.
Bell Territory.
Some guys, and Tellez went on there today, and he had quite a bit to say. And we retweeted that for you earlier at G-Bag Nation. If you want to jump on there, follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio, and you could probably scroll down and find that Rowdy Tellez podcast pretty quick. And we just highlighted what we thought was most relevant in the context of the G-Bag Nation, if you know what I'm saying. Here's Wolchuk with a proper round trip.
All right, some injury updates for your Rangers, as it'll be Jack Leiter on the bump tonight looking to take the series against Desclafani and the Diamondbacks tonight. Rangers back two games up over 500. But got good news on Chris Martin. He threw a live batting practice session earlier today. Still feeling a little bit of pain in the calf, according to Kennedy Landry. But he's been advised to pump the brakes on his ramp up for now. So they don't want to risk any re-injury. But he is trending towards returning sooner rather than later. Evan Carter is also going to be at AA Round Rock tonight. AA Frisco tonight, excuse me. So he's going to be DHing, hitting second in the lineup. So Evan Carter getting closer to coming back as well as he starts his rehab process to try and get back to the majors after dealing with that back stuff. And then I think that
how old
the
is
back,
he? And he's got back
21.
And
20, yeah. It's what happened last year for him. So, yeah. I mean, I think this is going to always be an issue.
Always will.
For Evan Carter. At some point in the year, it's going to flare up. But after 2 months missing with back issues, Emiliano Teodo, who we were really excited about preseason. You know, when we were out there for spring training, we were like, okay, could this guy end up being the answer to the Rangers' closing problem?
He started him and Santos.
Yeah. He started the All-Star Futures game in 2024, and then he ended up having the back issue. But he's back now.
Come on.
And he's going to be pitching relief with Frisco. So, hey, Teodo, that's another guy that is back and healthy. The bad news, you did have a prospect, and it's the Italian stallion, Paul Bonzagni. He's having the elbow surgery.
Oh, no, Paul.
I know. We brought him up during the trade deadline. Like, okay, this guy, South Lake Carroll, he could be an absolute star, 23, but he had the elbow surgery today at Weatherford College. And hopefully, you know, Dr. Keith Meister performing both surgeries, he can get back to being an absolute badass because he was crushing it.
Why did Chief just walk in here with a big old bleep-eating grin on his face? What happened out there?
I think there's a part two. I think there's a part two to the Rowdy Tellez stuff.
No way.
I think there's a part two.
Part two?
What?
He went even more into the Girthquake stuff, and he was apparently fat-shaming A.J. Przinski, and A.J. Przinski was calling him out. And so...
See, I did think that was weird, that it was okay for him to poke at other people, but...
His excuse was basically because A.J. was like, yeah, you said, like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. You look like you've gained 20, 30 pounds. That's what Rowdy said to him.
Okay.
And Rowdy's like, well, I have eyes.
He might have been just doing a bit with us the whole time. I have eyes.
And then he called me out for the Girthquake and that, like, I got cut from my T-ball team and stuff like that. So,
there's
a part two. Yeah, there's a part two. We're gonna have to bring that to the air tomorrow.
I didn't get cut till 12-year-old All-Stars. That was a clear sign it was time to go for me. But I had a new nickname idea. I'm glad you're back in here. As I threw to Wolchuk for this segment, I thought it would be perfect in light of his recent home runs if he's known as the Round Tripper. Don't you think that'd be perfect?
Okay.
That is really
good. He's the home run, bro. Every time he steps up here,
he's crushing it.
I like
that. The Round Tripper. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job.
If you were A.J. Przinski saying it, he'd probably love it. But since you're not, he's just going to call you a bleephole.
Man, I'm just glad he's having such a day at the plate. I don't know if this is going to last forever. You know, looking at his career numbers, the Mariners moved on from him for a good reason.
Here we go.
And I think it was just incredible fortune. Where would we be without Rowdy Tellez? The answer is two more games back of the wild card.
You done?
Yes. Well, Chuck, I'm done. Well,
Chuck's in the lineup playing first tonight.
Big fan.
Half of the Round Tripper.
Let's go.
The Round Tripper playing first base tonight?
Yep, playing first, and hopefully he's round tripping his way with maybe he gets a double home run night.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Or a two-run homer. Either one would work.
Double home runs. I mean, hey, maybe Grand Salami. I'd love that. That means everybody else is getting on base.
I just hope
he doesn't
call a
Grand Slam a Grand Salami. When it's Rowdy.
No.
Yeah, it's only in Seattle. But I just hope he doesn't, take the donut tonight. So,
any others?
He saves that for the postgame.
It doesn't look like he could handle many more of those.
Leave something on the plate.
Stay in the big leagues, if you know what I'm saying.
Wasn't the big leagues till he got here.
Josh Hader. Geez.
What are we doing? Yeah,
we're good.
Good. Just trying to laugh to avoid crying, Brian.
I just don't like the fact that he's able to fat shame people, and then he gets a little frustrated when other people are just having a good time with Girthquake. AJ Pierzynski even said, "I actually like Girthquake. I think he's pretty cool." That's a baseball guy. Wouldn't cut from his T-ball team.
Hmm.
Joke's on you, Rowdy. Didn't even make the T-ball team.
You didn't?
No.
Did you try?
No.
Couldn't hit it.
Did you get to strike three?
I actually don't think I ever played.
You ever played baseball?
I don't think I played T-ball. Man.
Any baseball at all?
No. No, I'm just a batting cages guy. Rowdy didn't want to see me in there.
Top golf kind of guy.
Backers.
MLB The Show. Put that thing on about 40 miles an hour. And watch me tear it up.
Oh, boy.
Swinging just from your ass.
Yeah. Sunflower seeds.
I figured that was a Gilmore thing to toughen you up for football season, actually.
Yeah, just take it to the chest.
Woo, that's right. What's your name? The E-Stick? The E-Hammer.
Just go out there. I'm going to show how tough I am.
E-Hammer.
Man. But Josh Hader is...
E-Slammer in baseball.
On the IL with that shoulder strain. So that's tough for the Astros. Sorry
Any
for
comment
them.
About that, Eric?
Really sorry for them.
Yeah.
Eric. Back to you, Eric.
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 Yeah, he deserved what he got.
Eric. Eric.
That idiot. Eric. Sounds like a guy that had Eric. It coming.
Oh, you found it.
Eric.
Told you I found that boy. Eric. Squeezing that one out. Eric.
Eric.
Man. I'm going to go pull this right now.
Okay. We're going to get this in the next segment. The rest of the story with Rowdy Tellez.
Okay. Can't Venting. Wait to get to that. That's going to be fantastic.
Somewhere just, the Rangers are just hating
you
us
You see
right
the Shohei
now?
Ohtani thing?
Baseball. What happened?
Baseball.
Well, he's allegedly being sued again for sabotaging a $240 million real estate deal in Hawaii.
Uh-oh.
Why did he do that?
So him and his agent are being sued by a real estate developer and broker for sabotaging this. Now, in this Associated Press, the listing agent for the homes said that Ohtani's agent quickly became a disruptive force, and he and Ohtani also attempted to undermine his and Hayes' interests in a second neighboring real estate project. And the case is about abuse of power, is what the lawsuit reads. Defendants use threats and baseless legal claims to force a business partner to betray its contractual obligations and strip plaintiffs of the very project they conceived and built.
I'm just a caveman. Explain to me what just happened.
So did he want the deal so they sabotaged somebody else's deal so they could move in on this real estate?
I guess the agent openly admitted that they had demanded the termination and then they were being done solely to placate him. Plaintiffs stand to lose millions of dollars in compensation tied to projected home building profit, construction, management fees, and broker commissions. They also claim in the lawsuit over time it became increasingly obvious that Ohtani was not interested in preserving a long-term relationship with the business partner. So I don't know, but I guess they're saying that they have lost a ton of money here, and Ohtani and his agent are the ones to blame on this.
I wouldn't be surprised. Seems kind of shady stuff going on in the background there.
There's some weird stuff going on with Ohtani. It's just like, why are we now back in the news for something that is not baseball-related? And
seems
$240
like a really nice
million
guy, huh?
dollars is a lot of money.
I mean, so once you get into big business like that, you can get sued just out of a misunderstanding or somebody trying to make a play on you to try to get the law to see things their way. So it might not be anything nefarious on Ohtani's part. It might just be like billionaires that have like 10 active lawsuits going on.
Yeah, because he was going to be like a celebrity spokesperson for this project. And he said that I'm going to purchase one of the residencies that you build here and then backed out of it all.
Oh, so he was going to kind of endorse it, and then he bailed, and now
him and his agent were like, "We're not really interested here." Yeah, and okay. Now
this is the Shohei Ohtani Estates in Hawaii.
Yeah, you're costing us tons of money,
and we've made investments into this.
Yeah.
Based on the idea that this was going to come to fruition. Okay, I get it. Thank you, Wolchuk.
My pleasure.
Always good to get caught up on baseball every single afternoon, 6 o'clock here in the Jeep Bag Nation. We're 19 minutes here from the pregame show. We'll talk Well, I was going to do keys to victory, but I think Chief's going to pull the rest of this Rowdy Tellez interview as well, so we'll get that for you here. And a reminder, we're going to be at Pickler Universe in Carrollton on Friday. Come say hi to the G-Bag Nation, to the best pickleball spot in DFW, Pickler Universe in Carrollton, right off there of, George Bush and 35.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, and we're back in the nation. All right, welcome back into the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're about to hand it off to Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Got some pretty good content here for you, including what Chief says is the balance of the detail here is Rowdy Tellez was on the podcast with AJ Brzezinski.
Foul territory.
In foul territory. Yeah, you can tell I'm a huge fan of baseball podcasts. This segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first.
Good show.
214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
I hope nobody ever forgets my podcast like you do.
No, I thought he was doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because he called us some radio show. Maybe he said that. I thought you was doing that on purpose, bro.
Oh, that's my bad.
Yes, that's a good point. That's
I should have played it off, Lucius. Dump that.
Clean it up and post.
Yeah. Here's the Chief. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. What else did you find, buddy?
Okay, so this is part two. They continue the conversation, his frustrations with us and the interview that we did with him a few weeks ago, and AJ Brzezinski is now going to start this clip off and kind of calling out Rowdy for the way that Rowdy approached him when he saw him at the ballpark just the other day.
Hold on. No, I can say that because the first thing Rowdy said to me was, first of all, he goes, "Why are you here?" And then I said, "Well, Fox." And he's like, "You're still on TV." And I said, "Yes."
Also a valid question.
And then his last question was, "Wow, you put on like 20 to 30 pounds." So – no, I haven't.
So I have eyes. Yeah, I mean, I'm not Ray Charles out here. I can see. So I was, you know, it was endearing. I was like, "Hey, AJ, I miss you. You're fat. Give me a hug. Nice watch. Hey, tell him I said nice watch." I gave him a compliment.
You did. You did. I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname. The Girthquake.
Yeah,
that's
see, if you would have came up with it, maybe it was cool. But some dude that got cut from his T-ball team because he hit the tee, that's not cool.
But I also have enough. Couth not to call somebody that I barely know. I wouldn't walk up to someone I just
exactly. Know. Like,
"Hey, dude, look at how fat you are."
I mean, come on. I'm not going to go up to somebody that's three times bigger than me, like, "Hey, dude, you're fat. Nice Girthquake," or whatever it is, and move on. Nice Girthquake. Yeah, cool.
Nice Girthquake or whatever it is.
Well, I'm glad we got that piece. Yeah. I think that's important context.
It is.
You know, he just thinks he is a super cool big leaguer, and you can't joke with me like that because you didn't play.
Right, right. You know?
And I think that pretty much solves the mystery for me of why he was so sensitive.
Yeah, and he's the one using the term fat. AJ, yeah, it's good to see you. You're fat. Give me a hug. He said that. Does girth, when I look at the synonyms for girth, I don't see fat anywhere. I see circumference. I see width. I see perimeter. I see size. I see bulk.
Yeah.
I see measure. I don't see fat. So when I'm calling you Girthquake, I'm not walking up to you and saying you're a fat man.
No. You're saying you're very strong, you know? And
you're powerful.
Yeah. It didn't help though, but Dawson awesome how many sandwiches he's eaten a day.
Yeah, like the context of all this.
And in the context, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Certainly can understand.
He was
that.
Already thinking like these guys are just calling me fat now.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to use that as another fat connotation.
Well, appreciate and getting the rest of the story there on that podcast, that Infowl Territory stuff. It was quite jarring when Chief ran into the production room earlier today and said, "Oh my God, Rowdy Tellez is on a podcast and he's talking about us." And it's been a really fun.
Rowdy.
Really fun day reacting to all the audio.
He was frying, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. only thing he fried today.
We're unfunny jerks is what we are.
But, you know, it was a lot of fun. And as you know, we told you back there earlier in the show, and we had our Rangers guest on today, we said, "Hey, if you know Rowdy, please just, you know, let him know that Danny Coulomb, that we'd like to have a radio redemption interview with Tellez." So maybe there will be an exciting conclusion on this before we get to the end of the season. Learned a lot of stuff at today's practice. Maybe George Pickens had catch of the day over Daron Bland. That's something you're going to have to work a lot, because you just get Pickens down there and he's going to eliminate the idea of the interception with that body control and his ability to shield the defender. I love that Daron Bland was victimized. It looked like he wasn't even in the frame by the time the catch was made, but he actually had great defense. He said afterwards he is looking for to get a contract hopefully done before the start of the season. So we'll be tracking those stories and more tomorrow. Rangers baseball tomorrow at 1:30. Hopefully they're looking for a sweep. For Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, Master Control just went 4.5 flawless. Got a stuck on automatic for Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson, and tomorrow, Cowboys practice. We'll have a full report as soon as we get it on about 4:30. Till then, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.